And so, you know, part of the concept is that we're just in a world right now where everything is go, go, go. We're asked of a lot. And, you know, like you were telling me right now, having one job is not... It's not enough. It's like, not you got to have a side hustle. You got to have a side hustle to the side hustle.
Yes.
It's a lot.
It is. For those of us who are like, yeah, one job will cut it. Now you're in a, where you have to have multiple streams of income, which we understand is wealth. Multiple streams of income was,
let's talk about
was
that.
Associated with wealth.
Yes, building. It is.
Now, multiple streams of income is.
Associated with survival.
Is mandatory. Whoa. It's just, oh my gosh.
You do have to have multiple streams of revenue, which what that does now is forces us to exert more energy, to be more creative, and we have to think more critically about how we're using our energy, right? Because we are only, our energy is finite, so we can only spread in so many different ways. So this is where it comes back to knowing yourself, because when we can actually work in areas that are centered on our passion and the things that we're good at and our strengths, we can not only generate income, but we can actually also be happy.
Promote that wellness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, be well because you're actually doing work that matters to you.
Yes.
And this is a lot of what we'll be talking about in the mentorship program. I'm so excited. The last day to apply is actually on Friday. But that program was birthed out of the idea that decolonization is about economic freedom and gaining economic freedom. And the fact that as people of color, this is incredibly important because we're constantly operating within systems that are designed to oppress us.
Correct.
And designed to keep us, you know, keep us over here. They don't want us way over there, right? So it's really important that we say, okay, well, I'm operating underneath this system and I'm not able to, A, I don't find happiness because I'm building someone else's dream.
Yes.
And B, I can't advance to the levels that I want to advance to because I got to have a side job and a side job and a side job, you know? So to think about the possibility of being able to step outside of that system, this is where entrepreneurship comes into play.
Creating
your own. Thinking about how can I use my creative talents and abilities to still make an impact on communities that I love and I can still be of service, but I can also make money doing it. And doing it in an ethical way, right? Like one of my applicants said, use the term ethical hustle. And ooh, I was like, I love that.
Ethical hustle,
because you don't want to be out here, you know, on some greedy.
Pushing information versus providing transformation.
Ooh.
Right? And I feel like that's what we're seeing with the Instagram. Like, oh, I made $20,000 this month with my ebook. Oh, I made $10,000 this month with this.
Well, yes.
You're just pushing information versus...
Tell us how.
Yeah, tell us how. So there are a couple of women out there that are doing it, and I love that they're so transparent.
Yeah.
And I do love Angie for the fact that it's like, come join the mentorship program because I'm going to show you the process.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you my process.
Yes.
And I'm going to help you develop your own process.
Period.
Because you have to do your own process.
You do.
Angie can show you a guide map, but that's why you need mentors. It's not that you can't do. It's not that you don't know how. It's that there's already somebody who's started, who's in it, who's actively evolving.
Yes.
And that network is worth everything.
Your net worth is your network.
Yeah.
Period. You heard me? So anyway, all of that to say that you need to know yourself, and we're going to get into surrender as kind of the last part of the series. I'm excited about next month. I don't want to get too far ahead, but we're talking all like yoga 101 stuff. I'm taking it back to basics, y'all. We're taking it back. So you've already started to see a little bit of this. I posted a beginner's yoga thread yesterday. So yeah, people really dug that.
I appreciate that.
And so Nicole has never been to a yoga class. So this week... Yeah. Yeah. This week, we're going to take her. I'm going to take her. And so next week, it'll be really interesting to see what she has to say to y'all about her first yoga class experience. So
yogis, pray for me.
The pro tips, right? I was not playing in the pro tips.
Did y'all love the pro tips? Because I did.
I had to throw the pro tips.
I did. They were amazing. I agree.
Okay. So now let's do a little bit of transition here. So Ishvara Pranidhana.
Yes.
Ishvara Pranidhana is the Sanskrit word surrender. So, you know, we're big on definitions around here.
We are big on definitions around here.
So surrender means?
To cease resistance.
Can we stop right there?
Right there. To cease resistance to an enemy or opponent. and submit to their authority.
Mm.
I think when we hear it like that, that's where
it sounds like you're like yielding in battle.
You got it. Mm-hmm. That part of submit to their authority. That's where it gets tricky, right? But the first part is the key part. Cease resistance. And you know, if there's no enemy within.
Come on, right? Now.
So when we're talking about an enemy or an opponent, the enemy could be the voices.
Sometimes that's your motherfucking self.
That's yourself.
That's you. It's you, boo. It's you.
It is you. And an opponent could be this,
it's also
a belief.
You. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it could be a belief and submit to their authority. So what I like about...
Come on, Nicole.
What I love about this is, as we were just talking about the side hustles, and you mm-hmm. got to have the hustle for the hustle to have the hustle,
mm-hmm.
is that on some level, hanging out with Angie is mm-hmm. I've realized I have to surrender to understanding that this shift is not about making me a dinosaur, but inviting me, because I feel like a dinosaur a lot. And I'm only like, 43 and I feel like a dinosaur, but it's about waking us up to the ask that we had when we were 20 something, 30 something about creativity.
Mm.
I want to be able to make money using my creativity. I want to be able to share what I know and, like you said, impact a community that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the time is now.
Now.
And so I have to surrender my old beliefs and my old comfort zone and realize, wow, the very thing that I have asked for is here.
Period.
Right?
Yes.
So I have to cease
and my be
resistance.
Careful what you wish for.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Resistance.
But I love what you said about cease resistance. And if any of you guys have been following stories from Kemetic Yoga, a huge part of what is being talked about and a huge difference in this practice is that, it's very slow and incredibly intentional. Essentially, it's energy work. You are working with your energy to stimulate your system, to balance yourself, your energy centers, and to create a powerful energy around you that protects you and walks with you through the day.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's some serious shit. Now, part of this is, and I'm working through some of this resistance, y'all. There's a pose, it's called mummy pose. Many of you know it as corpse pose or shavasana, right, in Sanskrit. And this is just a pose at the very end where you lay down and you surrender. It's the end. It's the last thing. And so, when Yasser explained it as, this is the pose that is reflective of, because it's a corpse, the process that you will go through when you make your transition.
Oh, they talk about that too.
So it's about, you are still present in the world, right? You have awareness of where you are. You feel your body against your mat. You know where you are in time and space, but there's a transcendence that's occurring. Because even though your body is there, you are recognizing that you are beyond that, right? There's like a transcendence that's occurring. As you breathe, as you slow down the brain waves and everything starts to relax, you're releasing that resistance. And you're just there. And it's a very spiritual feeling. For me, I have some stuff that comes up around that. So sometimes I'd rather sit up or move around because I feel I'm very like, I'll be out of my body in 2 seconds. So I can't be too much there. I'll be like, I'm really about to go, y'all. I'm really about to go. Somebody bring me back. You know what I mean? I can't be having all of that. So I'm like, let me sit my ass up. But you know, it's just that this idea of surrendering resistance, of letting go of the resistance. And this also happens in different poses throughout yoga where, you know, when you exhale, that's that release.
Yes.
That's that letting go of that resistance. And I think that another way, you know, this is a perfect correlation and translation into real life of, you know, when somebody's on your nerves and you're really about to snap and what do you, you if you just take that breath,
yeah,
it's an instant diffusion.
Mm-hmm.
It diffuses immediately. And what's happening there is that resistance that's building up is subsiding.
Mm-hmm.
So your breath is incredibly powerful.
Yes.
And your exhale is there to help you release resistance.
Ooh. Wow. I felt that.
I got boogers.
Mocos. She has mocos. What I love about the second part, which is submit to their authority, your thoughts and your beliefs, you know, when we get beyond our parents, when we get beyond the physical humans in our life, thoughts and beliefs are energy forms.
Come on.
So when we say submit to their authority, I start to imagine the authority of my intuition.
Yes, the authority
of my higher divine self.
That's right. That's right.
So when we cease resistance, what we're doing is for that moment, we're taking that breath. You're giving yourself a chance to connect back to the real authority, which is the energy that creates worlds.
Come on with it.
Right? It's the energy. It's the divinity within you. We talked about it last week. Golden Buddha.
The golden Buddha.
The ceasing resistance is the, don't you see I'm golden? 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 To, I am golden. I am golden. Like we talked about. And they are golden. They are having
and
a they're
golden too. That's right.
They are golden. So, you know, it's a chance to reconnect with that divinity and submit to the authority of the divinity that runs in all of us.
Yes. I love this so much because as a person who has, who struggles heavily with authority, the word authority.
Yes, it does. It does bring up a lot of things.
You know, the concept of obedience.
Yes.
Right? Because those terms and words have been, we have had such negative correlations to those words and people who are in those positions to exert those things. We have to rewire that and realize that me being obedient to my highest self, me being attentive, me surrendering to that higher self, it's actually better for me.
Well, you're ceasing resistance to yourself.
Right. So therefore, there's also no conflict there, right? Like when there's resistance, there's conflict. That's how we develop a lot of disease.
Yes.
My teacher always said, dis-ease. Mm-hmm. You are not at ease. Mm-hmm. And that is what is causing, you know, we know stress is like the number one killer.
Yes.
What is that but being in dis-ease? You are not at ease when you're stressed. Anybody at ease when they're stressed?
No.
Okay. Didn't think so. So, you know, we have to go and find the ways that we can release this resistance so that we can be at peace with ourselves and we can open up, like Nicole said, the space to have that divine inspiration to then move forward correctly.
Yeah, and you've been talking a lot about vibrating higher, right? You've been talking about the book you read. And to me, the second you cease resistance is when you start to allow that vibration to come up.
Yeah.
Because the only, you know, I like to imagine that your true nature is like a, if you have a cork, a wine cork, it floats on the top of water. It's natural, it's a buoyant cork. It's going to float on the top of water. When you start to stress and when you start to resist, you are taking your hand and pushing that cork down and you have to hold it there.
There's some energy
involved. That's work.
Yeah.
That's not like, oh, I'm sinking. And the second you cease resistance, boop, it floats right back up. And now you're floating on the waves of emotion versus.
Now, let's not get this confused and say that the ceasing of resistance is not going to have any implications.
Come on.
Because what happens now when we've been suppressing all of that shit for so long, it's like, boom, things have the opportunity to rise up.
Yes.
I've been experiencing this a lot. And I've realized more recently that part of my busyness has been me avoiding dealing with certain stuff. So when I'm actually relaxed, I like feel the need. I'm like, okay, I don't want to be relaxed no more.
Yeah.
Because things are starting to surface. And I have to deal with those things that are coming to the surface when they're up there. Right. It's cool if they're in the back because I got the shit going on in the front.
Sure.
But when those things start to rise, that's stuff we have to deal with. So there's going to be a level of discomfort.
Yes.
And this is where, but it's an opportunity. My spiritual teachers always said, Wes and Annette, you have an opportunity. When those things rise up, you have the opportunity now to release those things. Now, you may need assistance with that release. It may look like a healing session with a practitioner. It may look like a mental health therapist session with somebody like Nicole. It may look like, you know, energy work. Whatever the case may be, you may need some assistance to remove that. And this is where I love my teachers, Light Color Energy. They're at Light Color Energy Healing. Annette's been doing amazing work for a long time. And she is the one that helps me to release some of those residues because when we, there's a book out there that everyone's been raving about called The Body Keeps the Score. I haven't read it myself, but my understanding generally of the situation is that these emotions get lodged into our bodies, into yes. our tissues, and they're stored. And so another thing that happens in yoga practices is that these things can start to be released, right? There's yes. like a lot of tension. Okay, we got tight ass hips, tight back, whatever the case may be. That stuff starts opening up. Guess what? Things are going to start to rise to the surface. And there may be some discomfort and uncomfortable emotions that come with that. And just know that that is part of the healing process.
Yes. Yes.
We got some people saying some stuff. Let's see.
Yeah, let's check in.
Sade says, I'm learning so much. The timing of your video couldn't have been more perfect. Oh, wonderful. Sade's all the way from Scotland, too,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, yes.
Jane says, I hear that. It's hard to deal with the release. Girl. Yeah. Discomfort is the best teacher. Yeah, I mean, you do learn so much. And if we can get more comfortable with the discomfort, and I love what you said, I think it was last week, where you said, don't over-associate with something.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that because it was like, okay, let me recognize that this is the feeling that I'm feeling, but let me not over-associate with it to the point where I feel like this is old stuff that is asking to be, that it's time to be released. It's showing itself to me because for whatever reason right now, and it's my opportunity now to let this go.
And what I'd like to encourage us all to do when I read things like the release is hard, is to remember that you've been conditioned to hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's not that the release is hard, it's that you haven't been taught to release it. So it's unfamiliar.
It's very, very
unfamiliar. So, you know, the release, things are coming up. And this is where I want you guys to give yourself a lot of credit, is because on some level, you've made it safe. For it to come up. No one else has made it safe.
Wow.
You, in your way, and even in your yoga practice, you don't even know where it's coming from.
Right.
You don't have to. I think people think, oh, I'm going to go to a therapist, and they're just going to, when I was 5 years old, this thing happened. A lot of times, that's not the case. I like to just, you tell me where it's at, and let's move it.
Yeah.
We don't have to trail back where it came from. But what I always give my clients praise for, and people who show up for our workshop, is that on some level, you have communicated to your body and to yourself that you are a safe place.
Come on.
So in reality, the issue and the belief is ceasing resistance to you.
Wow. Y'all, this is a whole sermon right now.
Because it wouldn't come up. Mm. It's been resistant coming up because you haven't made it safe. So if it's coming up, it's telling you, you've made it safe enough for me to come up and out. Don't forget out.
Yes, it needs to go out.
It's a gas.
It needs to go
up and out. It doesn't come up to terrorize you. It doesn't come up to scare you. It comes up to go out.
And I'll share with y'all a technique that I use with my teachers. My teacher, Wes Bailey, developed a technique. It's called light color energy healing, because we know light and color are incredibly healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we see stuff like light therapy and all kinds of stuff now. So the residue will be stored in your body, right? So if you think about a particular situation or a circumstance, there's going to be a heaviness in your body somewhere as you think of that.
Correct.
And so that's where an indication, talk about indicators.
Love it.
An indication of where that emotion is being stored in your body. For me, it's always either, it's always usually in the lower body. Women hold a lot of stuff in their stomach and lower abdomen. We've been suppressed there for a very long time. So it's mm-hmm. natural that stuff gets held there. Heart matters, you know, and then stuff in the head can also be there. So identifying, my teacher Annette always says, okay, well, what are you feeling when you think of this? So it's like, what is the emotion? So identification is critical to understand. And this is why you don't necessarily need to go all the way back. You just need to realize I'm feeling anger in this part of my body, right? Mm-hmm. So what we do in our healing session work is I focus on a color and I make that color move. So in order for the color to have power, there has to be motion. So this could be a sparkle. Beautiful. This could be beautiful. Water. This could be fire. Fire flame is one that I often use. And so I will imagine whatever color comes to my mind. A lot of times I'll use blue to calm my emotion, or white, because white is the perfect blend of all colors.
Beautiful.
So I will use that white flame energy in that part of my body and imagine that it is burning that residue away, that residue is transmuting and leaving from my body. And one thing that she told me the other day in a session is that now that that's that you that to fill that void back up with more light energy. So mm-hmm. now that that stuff is left, let's fill that space back up with a lot of love and yeah. light and good energy. Yes. Right. So this is an amazing technique. If you guys want to know more about their work, fssh.org. I've been studying with them probably over 20 years. I don't know who I would even be without them. FSSH stands for Foundation for Spiritual Science and Healing. Yes, they're white. No, I don't give a fuck, because these people, like, if I was dying, she's the person that I would call first. Mm-hmm. Because the healing work and the transformation that I've experienced through this light color energy healing is something that I can't even put into words. Mm-hmm. So
it's a way for you to cease resistance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel so much better afterwards. Because that stuff is now out of me, mm-hmm. right? I'm not living with this anymore. And obviously, you know, we accumulate residues over the course of, in my personal belief, lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So if I've been around for thousands of years, I got hella shit, right? Like, I've been working through this stuff for years. And, yeah. you know, then you consider that you pick up stuff from other people. And so we're yes. just like, we have all this stuff in our energy field. We wonder why we don't feel ourselves.
Yeah. We're magnetic beings. I mean, you can't have the law of attraction if you're not a magnetic being.
I'm telling you. Kim says, oh my God, I love that. That's what my therapist does. And what you said changed my perspective on the work I'm doing. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yay.
Come on. Yes. Jane says, that's really interesting. I found that I've been able to heal even when I don't know what I'm healing from.
Yes, ma'am.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And you can feel it.
Yes.
You'll feel lighter. You'll feel a huge sense of relief. And mm-hmm. that's when you tell yourself, okay, something shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Something moved.
I'm going to drop the handle in here for you all. And also, I want to just say this really quick, because people look at the price and they're like, oh, you know, the sessions are $200
okay.
for an hour.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Yes, and they guess are. What? This is an accumulation of somebody's lifetime of work. My teacher, Wes, studied science and healing and light color for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about a person's entire lifetime. When he passed a few years ago, I had the pleasure of helping her pack everything up because she moved mm-hmm. to Canada. And we indexed 3,000 books he had in his home library, of which he read every one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the type of consciousness that that yeah. is? Like... So, you know, there's stuff around people thinking that because it's spiritual, it should be free. Like, that spiritual work shouldn't cost anything because it's, you know.
That bag ain't free.
It's not, dude. So why mm-hmm. would you expect someone else to, you know, like, why would you expect that work would be free? It's a service that somebody's provided. It's something that they've studied on. She's a psychologist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, definitely.
You have to.
There's value there.
There's value.
There's so much. All you're doing is exchanging energy for value of energy.
Period.
And if you start looking at it that way, you know, you will not have buyer's remorse. You won't get anxious about hitting buy. You understand, okay, this is
what I'm
doing. And I can do it one time. I could do it one time and see how it goes.
Exactly.
You know, and see what comes of it.
And she did tell me that she's doing 150 special for anyone coming from Afro Yoga, so I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, Lizzie. Okay, well.
I mean.
Y'all.
I'm just saying.
We know what month it is. Don't act like you know.
You know what time it is.
Come on.
Go get you some healing.
Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about that, and I think we've kind of did our problems and indicators.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff already.
We did a lot of stuff already, but essentially what the book really refers to is that we try to almost con life and we try to manipulate it. So it's kind of like, if I do this, then I'm going to get this. And then when it doesn't turn out that way, we literally either throw a tantrum or mm-hmm. we start to feel like we're not good enough.
Wow.
Because it's, you know, I went to school, I got the college degree, I got the job, and it's not enough to pay the bills. I really struggled with that for a long time.
Wow.
Like, I don't get it. I even got a master's degree.
I did what they said that I
even got licensed. Mm. And then it was like, oh, no, you have to start your own thing and be creative. And like, what? Like, I fucking stood in line. I did. I stood in line. I passed your little stupid test. Why is this not enough for me to pursue? And here's the thing I had to get to. I want more. And I had to just accept that I want more out of life mm-hmm. and that this is limiting. This is what we offer you. Yeah. You come here, we pay you this much an hour. That's our agreement.
That's what we said.
So I had to really get to a place of I wanted more and more creativity, more autonomy, more enjoyment out of life. And I tell you, you have to get around, you have to get around people like Angie. You can't read a book. you cannot read a book. You cannot watch us on YouTube. You have got to go find someone who's doing it because it's a energy exchange. Mm. This last year, like being with Angie the last year, 2019, and meeting with a group of women like every month, maybe sometimes twice a month, changed my life.
It really did.
And that's because when you start getting around each other, your hearts start to get in sync. Your emotions started getting seen. Mm. Healing came to me in ways I didn't even know I needed. Some of my mama wounds got healed in 2019.
Wow.
From women who didn't know me, but just showed up for me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I
love.
Yes, you really, I'm telling you, don't, you can't do it by yourself. Like, that's why we say come to the retreats. That's why we say create it in your community. That's why Angie has a mentorship program so that we can create these spaces Ripple in the effect. Community because they're so amazing.
They're incredibly
amazing.
And so healing and so uplifting and so have the potential to transform our lives and ourselves.
Yeah, because when you get around this group of women, your resistance drops.
Yes.
You admit, I don't think I got this right. Mm-hmm. I see what I want and I don't know how to get it. And your resistance to the outside world, it's like you can take your armor off in front of somebody and just, you know. And I'm very big to realize that's not always an intimate relationships. And some of us don't have birth family that we can do it to. So we were a group of women coming from all different aspects who just met as a collective and provided this for one another. Mm-hmm. And even if, you know, it's 6 months, a year, everybody goes their different directions, what I got from that, I'm better for it.
Period.
Because I got a chance to exercise releasing.
Yeah.
We got to release every time we met.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's foreign, but releasing when it's coming up, it's an indicator that it's safe enough to come up. And don't forget, and out.
And let me share something too. But first, my lips is mad dry, so I need to get some chapstick. Oh, hold on.
Butt in the face. Oh,
okay. My bad.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. I felt that at the retreat, for real. Right? Right? Yes. I mean, even if you have old friends that, you know, y'all don't kick it like you used to, just go back and be grateful for what you got from it.
And let me say also this, because I want to share something here and shout somebody out that I love that's really important to me in my life. Jakiya from Traveling Fro. Okay. I just would comment on her stories because I was like, she's dope, yo. Like, I just like what she's talking about. And I would comment on her stories. And we started like DMing a little bit back and forth. And then that DMing got to be a little bit more conversational. And we ended up deciding to connect on we connected on FaceTime, on our laptop, whatever. Talk. We ended up doing projects together. A year later, we're like telling each other we love each other. I'm invited to her wedding. Like, I have not met her in real life yet.
Wow.
And she lives in Senegal. And I'm all the way over here in California. So I also say that to say that you can use an online platform to create real relationships.
Yeah, with the person.
As fake as the shit seems a lot of the times.
Yeah.
I encourage you to consider reaching out to someone that you follow, you know, and be like, yo, I fucking think you're dope. Like, I love what you're doing. Yeah. Like, this is awesome shit. Like, would be great to catch up sometimes. Somebody just had hit me up. Let me go back and see if I can find Sade. Sade from Scotland sent me a DM today. Like, oh, I love what you're doing. I would, you know, I'm writing. She said that she was putting me on her vision board of people to meet very soon.
Wow.
Because she just loved the energy.
I love it.
And so Sade, I told her, yeah, girl, come, you know, let's get it. Like, I would love to connect. And so, you know, and I say that just because sometimes it may be really difficult to think about, well, how do I authentically get close to a person that liked it? It's like, hey, you want to be my friend? You know, like back on some fifth grade shit.
Right.
But like, there's other ways that you can reach out to people because you have access to so many people, right?
You do.
Virtually. So,
but reach out.
So reach out and just be like, yo.
Have you ever seen kids at a playground? They don't trip. They're like, hey. And they just start playing with each other.
They're like, yo.
You know
you trying
I mean?
To slide down this slide with a player?
Yeah.
You go
turn?
For right.
Okay.
You might. Okay. I beat you at the bottom and we race to the
and
top.
And then next thing you know you're homies.
Right. You got lunch sacks. You sitting at the lunch sacks together at lunch. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, your moms know each other now. So, you know, it's just that opportunity to connect and have real relationships with people. So look for people virtually and here on Instagram that maybe you are not even here, maybe anywhere, yes. right? Just yes. somewhere that you can connect and just be like, yo, because you never know where that relationship can go. And I guarantee you, me and Ja'Kiah have like mastermind calls every so often where we're on the phone for like fucking 4 hours, okay? We didn't have breakfast together. We didn't have lunch together. Her boyfriend didn't come home. Like, you know, and we just rocked together through that whole thing and bust out a bunch of stuff. And this is especially important for entrepreneurial people because you can share and exchange ideas and be able to grow. And we've both helped each other grow tremendously. So I help what she has as a strength, she helps me with. What I have as a strength, I help her with. And this is part of surrender too, because let that ego go, boo. It's okay to tell somebody like, yo, I admire your work. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It would be an honor to meet you someday. You know what I mean? It's cool to have those feelings. It's dope, I think.
Yeah. Just and if they're bubbling up in you, then, that you know, honor them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're bubbling up in you, honor them. Don't resist them.
Kim says she got some very good friends from, in quotes, the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, definitely. Queen Thomas says, true, family is made just like home is where the heart is.
Yeah, and we grow up with that whole blood is thicker than water and all that stuff. But the reality is, like, are you on my same wavelength?
Right.
Like, that's what I have come to really be like, no, we need to be on the same wavelength.
And that's really what it is.
And wavelengths can change, you know? If I'm on 106.2 and you on 93.3, I'll see you when you, you know?
Maybe I'll meet you at 102, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe we'll meet on that channel, but, you know, until you guys over there and I'm over here.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, where are we?
What do we have? We just getting it today, y'all.
Really, really, really getting it.
If y'all have some questions or some thoughts, feel free to throw them out and let us know. What things we might be able to share insight on or thoughts on. Do you have a story about a time when you surrendered?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I wrote it as I read the chapter.
That's so funny that I asked you that.
Yeah, that is. Thank you. We went to San Diego and Mai had a bucket list to go surfing.
Yup.
And so it's one thing to see it on TV. Again, you have to go in person. It's one thing to see it on TV. It's one thing to, yes, being open like that to someone.
Help stop the ego from being the leader of the conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah. And here's the thing about releasing, and I'll tell you about my ego in surfing.
Come on.
I am athletic, right? Like, I played basketball in high school, basketball, soccer, cross country. You know, I'm over here at Orange Theory Fitness getting it in.
She is.
So, like, hopping up on their surfboard, I was like, this was on the sand. You know, on the sand where they have you on the sand.
That picture's gonna be posted in a few days. Stay tuned.
So, I'm on my stomach, and I'm on the sand, I'm on the board, and it's like, alright, and then we're gonna jump up on the surfboard.
Pop up.
This heifer over here pops up like it ain't shit. Like, John Spider-Man.
Hold on. I learned how to surf back in 2016. Yes. And I was there for 3 months in Portugal learning how to surf. So even though I hadn't done it in a long time.
She's got the experience.
I had some experience.
But for me, he said pop up, y'all. The only thing that popped was my back.
I'm dead.
My back. But none of my body popped up. None of it. Like, none of it popped up. Like
I got the receipt.
And my ego was like, yo, like, you didn't even,
right,
like pop up. Nicole, none of your lower body popped up. Right?
And she said her eyes.
So he gave me the modifications.
He did.
Which is the knee. And then pop up, right?
Right.
And then they were both great. They're like, no, in the water, it's a whole different vibe. It's buoyancy and there's momentum going. You'll be fine once you get in the water. Y'all, this is like my bucket list, right? I'm trying to have a moment. And I'm like, what if I can't even get up on this board when we get out in this ocean, right? Okay, so we get in the water. I'm like, F it, I'm here, I'm all in. That's I love Angie.
Fuck,
she
it,
has
I'm here
taught
for
me,
it.
I'm here for it. I love it. So that's my mantra. I'm here for it.
Well, then I get in the damn ocean, and these waves are like...
Those were some pretty strong beginner waves. They were like
coming at me, and yes, I can swim. Yes, I'm great, but it was a whole...
Yes. It's humbling.
It was humbling.
It's humbling as fuck.
So all that, I'm an athlete, all that, this is my bucket list, all that, gone. Out the
window.
Like, literally gone. And for a moment, when the waves were coming, I got scared. And I got really scared, and I was like, not that I couldn't do it, I was literally just scared, like, this is really, we're coming out here, and these waves are really, really high. So for me, I'm starting to think, like, wow, like, I gotta keep my composure here. Right? This isn't about athleticism as much as this is about
survival, bitch.
Because
you're trying to just make it.
Angie over there swimming out further than me. Like, I'm like, where is she going? I'm getting nervous. I'm like, where is she going? I want to pull her little leash. Like, come back here. Come back here. You're going
to paddling like a motherfucker.
She was out. She was like, I'm about to catch this wave. I'm about to do it. And I'm over here like, oh my God, I don't even think I'm going to be. How am I even going to get up on the board? So now I'm like, okay, the water's up to my shoulders. But now I have to push myself up onto the board.
Right.
So I'm just like, oh my God, y'all, when I say I look ridiculous, like getting up onto the board and my leg coming
over.
I looked ridiculous. No, they were great. Didn't. We had a great instructor.
Andrew is the bomb.
Yes.
Cali Bro Surf Co.
Cali Bro Surf Guy.
No, Surf Co.
Surf Co.
Cali Bro Surf Co.
In San Diego on Airbnb
experience. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yes.
He's amazing. So
he's a few posts back when me and Nicole.
Yes, he's amazing. Yeah, the shaka.
The shaka.
So when the wave comes, I'm on the board and he starts saying, okay, now you got to paddle out and let the momentum come. And when it comes, it's going to lift you and da 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 da. Y'all, I must have fell over like 3, 4, 5 times. There was no getting up. There was no getting up. And at some point, I just had to surrender to the fact, like, I might just have to lay on this bitch and just go all the way to the sand.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that's how Nicole's going to ride the wave.
Right.
I'm not going to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was okay with not standing up.
Then you could actually have fun.
Then I just started having fun.
There you go.
I did get to one knee.
Yes, you did.
I got to one knee.
Yes, you did.
But I just had to let it go. I'm not the image that Nicole had of me standing up and doing this thing. Not today.
Yeah.
Not today.
You have to let go of an image that you have of yourself sometimes in order to actually make progress.
Your image of success, that might be the final image because I'm going back.
There's many images,
but the
right?
moment, the mm-hmm. image for the moment for Nicole was, I'm out here in the ocean. I'm checking it off my list and I'm here.
Yep.
And that's it. You got to surrender to the moment. And the funny thing is he said, you know what I like about you? He said, you just keep smiling. He's like, and you look like you're really enjoying yourself. Mm. And that's the win.
That is the win.
Right? Wow. That's the win. Because I would not have wanted to leave that experience thinking I was a failure.
Right.
Because I wasn't.
AI, the most important thing is to have fun out there. And that's what they tell you. The most important thing is for you to have fun out here. It doesn't matter if you stand up, if you don't. But it is. It's those ways that we want to see ourselves or that we want others to see ourselves are what actually hold us captive.
Yes.
And when we release those things, then we can actually experience growth.
Yeah.
Because we're present with who we are and not who we think we need to be or who we want to be, but who we actually are in a moment. And that's where the growth occurs.
Yes. There's levels to it.
There's levels to this shit. Come on with it. Kim says, I've been in a situation like that, not surfing, but I felt like I was being hit by waves like that.
Yes,
girl. Yes. Surfing is everything. And let me just say, like, so right after yoga teacher training, my ass was crazy enough to go to teach yoga at a surf school 5 days after I graduated.
Yeah, we talked about that. Awesome.
Man, I was so fresh. Cried in the airport, all the shit, but I went anyway. And so the job was teaching yoga in the mornings, and then I would help the guys put the with the surfboard, not the surfboards, but with the lunches and just preparing the people who are going to take the surf lesson for today. And the second part of my job was to take pictures of the surf students on the beach. So obviously all the surf instructors and stuff, like, they love surfing. That's why they're there. So on lunch break, we'd get to go surfing, and pretty much any day I could go surfing if I wanted to. So I learned how to surf, and the first 3 times I didn't really get it. Like, I was just like, okay, this is just like water all up in my fucking nose.
Yes.
Like, these waves are fucking me up. Like, I'm tired as hell. It tires you out. Yes. I'm just like, why the fuck are these people doing this shit? Like, I don't understand, right? Like, this is whack. This is whack, bro. Like, okay, whatever. So one day, so basically when you're a beginner, the best way to learn is on what's called white water. So white water is when the wave has actually crashed, and then that bubbly white water, that's what beginners learn on. So one day that white water was very close to the shore, which means that you can't ride that in, right? Because it's already at the shore. So what we had to do, we had to actually swim and paddle behind in order to be able to catch something to come in.
That makes sense.
So so that was my first experience paddling out. So I'm like, oh yeah, bitch, like I'm paddling, you know, I feel like something, like I'm out here, right? Like this feels like
I'm doing this.
Movie vibes, it's big ass.
Yes!
Cliffs everywhere. I mean the whole area was gorgeous, in the Algarve, southern Portugal. And so, you know, I'm out there, and so it was just beautiful to just sit out on the ocean. I'm sitting on my board, I'm looking around, I'm like, this is the life, yo. So it just so happened in that particular day, I ended up riding a wave. And because I was way out, that wave took me, I mean, it felt like an eternity. It was the most awesome wave ever, but I didn't stand up. I was just on my board and I rode it all the way in, and I was like, whoa, I get it now. And after that, I was, girl, I must've spent the next 3 hours like just going back to try to catch another wave, because that experience of being in union with the elements. I think that that's what I enjoyed the most about it, is you have to study the ocean. You have to be aware of what's happening.
Yes.
And then you have to find the perfect moment when you can come into unison and use your energies together, use the energy of the water to propel you forward. So it's a timing thing. Mm-hmm. It's an observational thing. And it does require some skill. And then it calls on you, your balance, your strength, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be completely present to surf.
Yes.
You cannot be thinking about nothing else. And this is really more for your survival than anything else.
Yes.
Because the reality
is... The next wave is coming,
and you need to be on your P's and Q's,
yes.
Period. But when you find that moment of just being in perfect flow, there's nothing like that. And I think that there's times in our lives when we also experience that perfect flow where everything is just clicking. We're in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, because we're in tune.
No resistance.
And it's a beautiful experience. It may not happen your first, second, or third time, but when you finally experience it, you'll understand.
Yeah. And for you creatives out here, you felt it. You have sat down to go do something. And create a flyer, create a image, and you've looked up and it's 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And you're loving what you're creating. You're not questioning it. You know, you're just like
putting this here.
You're in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the flow.
Yes. In my classes with my teachers, there was a lecture that we read one time that talked about writing energy currents. You know, there are different currents of energy that are flowing in and out of your life at different times. Right. And so we've talked about this. My job is to be in tune with higher self, so that I can perceive what wave of energy is here and then ride it.
Come on.
So if I'm in a creative wave, let me just be creative for that amount of time.
Yes.
And if I'm not in that creative mode, let me just give it space to breathe. That current is not there. Let me go clean my house. Let me go use my energy.
Oh, I love this.
Elsewhere, right?
I love this.
Or go spend time with friends, or whatever it is that I feel called to do. Just ride the wave and don't resist. Instead of being like, well, I gotta create this shit now. I gotta get this done. And that's difficult as a person who makes money doing creative work. You know, I design. I'm a web designer as well. So there's deadlines and things attached. Mm-hmm. But I let my clients know early, like, hey, this could all get done in the next 2 weeks. Or this could all get done in the next 3 months. I might not have anything for you next month, or I might have everything for you in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my process, so I just want to let you know. And that's just me being realistic, because I gotta let people know, like, yo, the creative process is interesting. So I just like to give myself that space, but to be able to ride those currents.
Yes, we got it.
Sarah says, absolutely, just got off. Absolutely, can't force your vision. Accept the present timing and grow your skills, then you'll be ready for more to enter your flow when the time is right.
Yes.
No worries about the typo, boo. Zena? Is that how you say it?
They put surfing on their
bucket list. Yeah, yes. Kim says she's on her bucket list. Let's get it, girl. Zena, I want to say true, happy to me this morning, 3 hours later. Okay, not sure what you mean, but
yeah,
you with us.
You here. You caught the flow. You caught the current.
So yeah, you know, and all those currents are taking us somewhere, right?
Yeah. And when you just get really like, you know, you talked about the mummy pose.
Yeah.
And you talked about, just to bring it kind of full circle, and you talked about how that can be hard sometimes because we are coming aware that our activity is a distraction. So when you get in something like mummy pose or Shavasana, and the book talks about it too, that transcendence.
Yeah.
Well, as it's with surfing, it was a more appreciated experience, right? So there's times where we're, even when we have no resistance, it is...
like an active lack of resistance.
There is an activity to it. And so that's why I want to get clear about that.
I like that.
There's some work around this. Mm-hmm. It does require some activity. I did have to get on the plane. I had to get to the beach. We had to make the reservations. Right. I had to show up. I had to deal with the fact that my, you know, I ain't hopping fences no more. You know what I mean? Y'all used to hop fences. Yeah. No, when I'm not, Nicole's not hopping fences anymore. So, you know, there is some activity that is action. Cause I know, Angie, we always talk about action.
Right.
There is going to be some action that is involved.
Right.
I think a lot of times, you know, and I'm noticing, especially for young entrepreneurs, you have to have systems.
Yeah.
You know, because the reality is you are a creative, which means you do have to produce.
Period.
So when you start creating systems, you know, and you start creating outlets for energy and doing your light work, going to your therapist, meeting with your friends, being more intentional about maybe not just texting people happy birthday, but calling them, hearing their voice, that kind of stuff grounds us so that we can, when things start to bubble up, if you're grounded, it won't throw you off so much.
Right.
Because what happens is, I think when that stuff starts to bubble up, we just really start to feel like, I don't have time for it. You know, the anxiety of like, what is it going to be? Oh, what's in this box? I haven't seen this box in years. I don't want to open this.
Yeah.
You don't have to open the box. You can just say, you know what? I don't know what's in that box, but we just found it and I haven't opened it in 5 years. So there's no even need to open it.
Yeah.
We can just get rid of it.
Right.
You know, so there is some action that is involved. And we talked about that it's not a passive.
Surrender is not passive.
Surrender then. Thank you.
Yeah, surrender is not passive, but it will get to a place where it will feel easier.
Yes, more familiar.
More familiar. I love that. Zena, okay, she was saying that she was going in a, she was with the creative flow today. She was going with the creative flow today, yesterday, nothing, and now she's on fire. Yeah. Exactly. Just ride the current. She also says, I used to beat myself up for not creating daily. Now I understand it. Just go with the flow, be patient, allow the ancestors to guide me.
Yeah.
Right on. I joined at the perfect time. Yeah, girl, come on in. We've had an amazing conversation. If you hopped on late and you want to catch this later, no worries. We're on the Afro Yoga podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you stream podcasts. We are there. So you can catch this afterwards because I am currently recording it. So
yes.
Anything else?
No, I mean, I'm just really, really, I'm always grateful for who shows up.
Yes.
And what,
we're so happy to have
what
you.
Shows up
I know.
As we just kind of let it, we don't resist, right? We don't resist the ideas that come. And, I just think this has helped ground me as well because we're doing this. What we've done it the past 6 weeks, so it's definitely something I look forward to. So
she just looking forward to the breakfast, y'all. Don't let her lie to you.
Today you really outdid yourself. Like you mean, but you say it's simple. But I mean, these crepes with the blueberries, amazing.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna post pictures.
Let me just give y'all a real quick recipe for crepes. A woman way back in the day, my dad and them's friend, she showed me. I believe she was Russian. And she gave me a very easy recipe. Is 1 cup of flour, 1 egg, 1 cup of milk of some sort. So I did coconut milk, I did use egg, and a gluten-free flour. So the crepes were completely gluten-free, and they were amazing. So it's 1, 1, and 1. It's like the easiest, like I remember that from 10 years old, and I'm 33 now. It's so easy, right? And if you don't do egg, you could probably make a flax egg or whatever for the vegans. So super easy. The blueberry sauce, also really easy. Frozen blueberries, they lemon juice.
They
didn't seem
like it was frozen. Y'all, I thought she had a magic blueberry tree, like, in her...
She said,
in her backyard. They were so magical.
She said they was handpicked.
I felt like they was handpicked.
I couldn't do
curated
it.
Blueberries. You know how she likes to curate the experience for y'all.
I do. Yes. Blueberry sauce, frozen blueberries, or frozen any kind of fruit. Lemon juice and sugar. That's your sauce. And that's it.
And then she dusted it.
I dusted it with some cinnamon.
And
some maple syrup.
And some maple syrup. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you.
That was it.
Whatever she want to talk about on Wednesdays, I'm gonna educate myself.
And crepes, yes, girl.
Yeah, and surrendering, y'all, it's going to look different every time.
Yeah.
It's going to look different every time.
Mm,
you know, there's like you're going to start to get your go-tos, like mantras and things like that. But sometimes things are going to come up where when you go to let go using what you know, you're going to have to evolve and grow. So surrendering, surrendering what it looked like for me last year is definitely not what it looks like this year. This Sunday, I had a birthday party for my daughter. I'm a co-parent and he now has a fiance and they paid and played for the whole party. All I did was show up, y'all.
I know that's right.
And my friends and my family were like, wow, Nicole, wow. How did you just show up and just... And for me, I was surrendering to the fact that I don't need you to understand me. Mm. I don't need them to ever understand me, right? My daughter's here. We had a great time. And I really surrendered to the fact that they get married. So I don't resist it anymore. She's an active part now. So this party is not between me and her dad. This party is me, her dad,
and her
and his fiance. The three of us are throwing this party for my daughter.
Yep.
And I had to surrender. I gave it up. And guess what? The party got paid for and planned. And all I had to do was show up. I had to show up, y'all.
So surrendering absolutely came a benefit.
Source took care of it. Divinity was like, well done.
Yep. You did that shit.
Source was like, well done.
You did that. Rick the Ruler. Hey, I've learned that you're creating as you go anyway. It's all about your mindset and energy. You don't have to win continuously. Come on. Surrender into the greater power of the universe will always guide you.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah.
You don't have to win all the time.
Yes.
But not every time that you don't win is a failure.
Come on.
You know, these are just experiences. We're out here just having experiences.
Yes.
Allow the experience to be the experience.
Every experience is neutral. Everything that's ever happened to you is neutral. It is only the meaning you give it.
Period.
Everything is neutral. A car accident is neutral. A car hit a car. We are the creator of every experience is neutral. Every person you meet is neutral.
Right.
You're the one who says, I like this and I like that and I don't like this.
Right.
Everything is neutral for you to decide how you want to interpret it.
Yes. Failure provides lessons on success. You already know what it is. Yeah. It's an opportunity to learn. And failure to me is just an unmet expectation. Because failure is like, oh, well, I expected this to go this way and it didn't go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or I expected myself to be able to do this and I wasn't able to do this. So failure is really just, I had an expectation and that expectation didn't get met. So, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
It's like an inventor. All you're learning is like, oh, well, what could I do different?
This didn't work. Let me try something else.
Yeah.
Failure is not a thing.
No, it's just informing your process.
It's an informational. Yeah, it's informational.
It's informing your process. But you got to listen to it.
Yeah, you do need to
listen. I think people always are like, oh, you know, some of my greatest lessons came from failure. But I guess I want to be careful about that because then I think people think they only learn from hard times. So again, failure is just about informing your process.
Yeah. And then one more thing I want to say to add to the last point that you had. I had a Lyft driver one time who was just a remarkable man. And I ended up writing a whole set of notes in my iPhone from the things that we had in that conversation. 15-minute drive or so. But one thing that he said that stuck with me, he was like, every day is the same. It's just us that's different.
Mm.
Every single day is the same. Right? Like every day the earth spins the exact same way.
I love
every
that.
Day your house is in the same place. Every day your neighborhood, everything is like where it is. It's you that's showing up different in the world every day that makes the world feel different. But the world itself is neutral.
Neutral.
So you got to manage you.
Yes.
You got to manage you, boo-boo. And so all of the things that we've been talking about over the last few weeks are to cultivate your ability to strengthen your... where you are with you. Your ability to recognize and observe yourself as who you are and your true self, which is the higher version of you. Remember, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience and not the other way around. So what can you learn? What can you grow into? How can you be greater connected to that which you really, truly are, to then be able to navigate in this physical experience more fluidly and more skillfully? Right?
That was it. That was everything. That was everything.
You might need, we might need to have you on, Rick. We might need to have you on.
For sure.
We'll have to start including people every now and then. That might be fun.
I think that would be great.
That would be fun. Would y'all like that? Let us know. So we're coming to a close. Oh shit. Ooh, 10 seconds. We love y'all. Follow us on Instagram at For Yoga by Angie.
What? Like, let me cut you off.
They cut us off.
Wow.